Now, I've been talking about this in a general way, about open focus and other forms of attention in a general way, and I'd like to describe now how my clients have come to learn open focus and how they use it as a strategy for managing experience in their everyday lives. It goes something like this. When one narrow focuses on something, let's say a pain or anxiety or an unpleasant situation, external situation, when one narrow focuses on it, that's all there is in one's mind, in one's awareness. And therefore, it has a great deal of impact on them because that's all there is. On the other hand, if one's attention is very broad and inclusive of all the senses, seeing and hearing and feeling all around and tasting and smelling, and a sense of nowness and letting thoughts come and go. And when one is aware of the space in which all these sensations exist, then this untoward or unpleasant event, the anxiety or the unpleasant external event, is a small part of the totality of one's awareness, and therefore it has less power over them, and has less power to affect them and to cause a response, cause them to overreact. So one of the major reasons to learn to open one's focus is to take the pressure off one's system to overreact to situations. If you don't want to overreact to a situation, don't narrow focus on it. In fact, center it in your awareness if it requires that much attention, but be sure that your peripheral awareness is full of your other sensory experience, so that this unpleasant event becomes a small part of the totality of the experience. And it's much easier to take a better perspective on it and how to deal with it. Similarly, if one distances oneself from an unpleasant event, which is what we tend to do, which our society encourages, in fact, teaches us to do, we could distract ourselves, narrow focus away to something else that is less unpleasant or more pleasant, and so think that we have control over the unpleasant event, but we've expended effort, we've tried to resist the experience of the unpleasant event. And as a result, as we continue to do this in our everyday lives, we expend more and more effort associated with resistance and avoidance and denial and distraction and so forth, until most of our energy is oriented toward maintaining some avoidance or resistance from unpleasant experiences, unpleasant memories, unpleasant conditions in our lives, unpleasant feelings in our body, etc. So as we continue to use these avoidance strategies, we become drained and burned out because of the cumulative effort that's required to maintain this avoidance process. On the other hand, if we learn to merge with these unpleasant experiences, just like we merge with pleasant experiences, we find that these pleasant experiences diffuse and disappear over time, and so too do unpleasant experiences. As we merge with them, they diffuse and disappear. And we don't have to maintain some ongoing resistance, avoidance, or distraction strategy. Thus, by merging with our experience and letting it diffuse, we end up free and clear and ready to interact with the next set of stimuli that become available to us. So we have strategies associated with these other forms of attention that are immediately obvious and beneficial. And those of our clients who became proficient at using open focus voluntarily, intentionally, found these strategies, very useful in your everyday life. Over time, it actually brought about important and desirable changes in their personality. An interesting observation came into being as I practiced with brainwave biofeedback and with these exercises, these open focus exercises. Gradually, I became more aware of space. And as I emphasized space in the exercises, the early exercises, I noticed that people seemed to have more quick results and more complete results. That is, just by increasing awareness of the space, in a sense, modality, in seeing the space between objects, in hearing the silence in which sounds occur, in feeling the space between and around body parts, or the space that the body occupies, in experiencing the space in which we smell and taste, and the space or silence in which internal dialogue or visual images occur, and the space or timelessness in which a sense of presence occurs. As these spaces came more into central awareness, there was a more rapid release of the kind of gripping associated with emergency mode attention. And space gradually became a major feature of the exercises, and increased the rate at which beneficial results were experienced. I also noticed along the way that when we emphasized feeling space, that is, not just visualizing space or hearing silence or tasting or smelling space or thinking about space, but actually also feeling space, as we emphasize that, many feeling-related symptoms like pain and emotion were diminished and alleviated, so that anxiety responded more quickly feeling space than if we just visualize space or thought about it. There are a number of other observations along the way which I've written about in the various materials that are available about open focus. And in general, along the years since its early development, I've come to the conclusion that brainwave training, although very helpful, is not a crucial component in the learning of attentional flexibility and in the reduction of various stress-related and rigidity of attention-related symptoms. And the tapes and the tape exercises can bring about these very same changes, these positive changes, and lead to alleviation of symptoms and prevention of symptoms and optimization of function. I have underemphasized the kind of control that is possible, particularly in relation to emotions. Most people struggle with emotions in one way or another. We all have emotions that we avoid, resist, deny, would like to distract ourselves from. But learning these techniques, learning how to bring these same feelings and unwanted or unpleasant feelings into a large awareness in which they are not alone. They are a small part of a large experience, a large peripheral awareness. Then they are easily tolerated, and they easily are integrated and allowed to diffuse. And the problem of controlling and managing emotional experience becomes rather easy and pleasant.